祷告。
Let us continue to pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
想到我们这个罪人中的罪魁，能够靠着你得蒙救恩，得蒙拯救。
As we see that we who are the chief of sinners can be saved by the salvation that you have accomplished.
是因为你在我们这个罪魁的身上要显明你一切的忍耐。
It is because you want to manifest your great love in cheap sinners like us.
给全地因信你得拯救的人做榜样。
So that we can be an example to everyone who is saved by faith.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们今天要再投入到你爱的怀抱。
Again, Lord, this morning we want to run back to your embrace of love.
我们要说有你我们就足够了。
Lord, we truly want to say with you it is enough.
我们把我们每一个人我们都仰望交在主你的手中。
We commit every one of us into your hands.
当你向我们说话的时候，我们里边能够有深渊与深渊的响应。
Lord, as you speak, may there be echoing from deep unto deep.
叫你的儿女因你的话就活过来。
Lord, let your children come alive and be revived by your words.
我们向你说，既然你窜山越岭，你来寻找我们，我们就愿意快跑来跟随你。
Lord, as we see you run after us, over the mountains, Lord, that we want to run quickly after you.
愿你听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
You hear our prayers in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
以赛亚书十二章。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 12.
到那日你必说，耶和华，我要称谢你，因为你虽然向我发怒，你的怒气却已转消，你又安慰了我。看哪，神是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。在那日你们要说，当称谢耶和华，求告他的名，将他所行的传扬在万民中，提说他的名已被尊崇。你们要向耶和华唱歌，因他所行的甚是美好。但愿这是普传天下。西安的民哪，当扬声欢呼，因为在你们中间的以色列圣者乃为至大。
Isaiah 12, Then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Therefore you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation, and in that day you will say, Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples,Make them remember that his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
实在来说，以赛亚十一章和十二章这两章合起来是一个信息。
Truly, if we see Isaiah chapter 11 and 12, is one message.
那么先知是在这里向以色列犹大说弥赛亚的荣耀异象。
And here the prophet is speaking of that glorious vision of the Messiah.
所以我们看见他就从以赛亚的十一章十节到十二章那里就一连说了四个到那日，到那日。
So we see from chapter 11 verse 10 until the end of chapter 12, he continues to speak of in that day four times.
很明显，这四个那日是指弥赛亚荣耀国度的临到的那个日。
These four that day speaks of the day when the kingdom of the Messiah may come.
是以色列荣耀的那日。
And it's the day that Israel will be glorified.
那么虽然说这两章的信息是一个，但是侧重点是不同的。
Even though the message of these two chapters is the same, yet they are coming from different angles.
那么以赛亚十一章是说到这个弥赛亚荣耀的成就。
And chapter 11 talks about the accomplishment of the glory of the Messiah.
因为到那日以色列全家都要得救，万物要复兴了。
Because here it says, in that day the nation will resort to the roots of the all the house of Israel will be saved.
所以在以赛亚十一章九节那里说，认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
The verse 9 says, then the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea.
而以赛亚十二章是说到以色列的敬拜。
And chapter 12 speaks of the worship from Israel.
当那日以色列全家要站在弥赛亚荣耀宝座的前面。
And on that day, the whole house of Israel will stand before the glorious throne of the Messiah.
所以我们看见在以赛亚十二章五节那里就说，他们要向耶和华唱歌。
Therefore, verse 5 says, praise the Lord in song.
而且这歌要普传天下。
And let this be known throughout the earth.
那我们下面在读的圣经是在新约启示录的五章。
And we'll follow up to read Revelation in the New Testament, chapter 5.
启示录五章的六到十节。
Verse 6 to 10.
我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来，坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这金炉就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Starting from verse 6, and I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elder a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each one holding a harp and a golden bowl full of incense.Which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to your God, and they will reign upon the earth.
当我们的弟兄约翰被带到天上宝座的那里，
When our brother John was brought before the throne in heaven,
他在那里他不只看见羔羊荣耀的宝座，
and not only he saw the glorious throne of the Lamb,
他也看见宝座前的敬拜，
but he also saw the worship before this throne.
天使长老和众圣徒在那里向着羔羊在唱新歌。
All the creatures, the angels, the elders, all the saints sang a new song before the Lamb.
所以我们说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，难道这不就是以赛亚十二章的情形吗？
And so we see, is this not the condition that was described in Isaiah 12?
如果先知以赛亚说，以色列要在弥赛亚的荣耀里向耶和华唱歌，
If prophet Isaiah had seen that the whole Israel is singing a new song in the glory of the Messiah,
那么他们唱的是哪一首歌呢？
Then what is that song they were singing?
如果诗篇98篇诗人说，你们要向耶和华唱新歌，
If Psalm 98,In the beginning, the psalmist said, "Sing a new song unto the Lord."
那么这一首新歌又是哪一首歌呢？
Then which song would that be?
那么感谢主，我们今天站在新约的光中。
And we thank the Lord that today we can be standing in the light of the New Testament.
我们就知道这首歌乃是羔羊的新歌，是救恩的新歌。
And now we know this is a new song of the Lamb. It's the song of salvation.
所以我们说，对于以色列人来说。
So we say unto the Israelites,
以赛亚十二章说他们要向耶和华唱歌。
And in Isaiah 12 says they will sing a song to the Lord.
那么这首歌是明日之歌，是未唱之歌。
And to them, this is a song that's unsung, that's a song of tomorrow.
那么对于教会来讲，这首歌是我们每日所唱的新歌。
Yet to the church, this is the same song that we can sing every day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天就站在这首羔羊新歌的实际的里边。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we can be standing in the reality of this new song of the Lamb.
这是何等有福、何等宝贵的事实。
What a blessed, what a precious truth this is.
我们下面再读帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章。
And then we'll continue to read Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章的十六到十八节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks.For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我们都知道帖撒罗尼迦教会的背景。
And we all know the backgrounds of the church in Thessalonica.
他们从头一天起就在极大的难处和逼迫的当中。
From the very beginning, they were under great trial and great difficulty.
可以说我们今天一切的难处他们都有了。
And we can even say all the difficulties that we're experiencing, they have experienced it.
那么按理说他们向着主应该问许多的为什么，应该有许多的祈求才对的。
Logically, they will have many questions before the Lord saying why, and they will have many petitions before the Lord.
但是稀奇的很，主在那里向着神的儿女有一个命令。
Yet wondrously, the Lord had a command to the people there.
要他们常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
His will was for them to rejoice always,Pray without ceasing in all things, give thanks.
那么很明显，这是说到教会的敬拜。
And very obviously, this is talking about the worship from the church.
保罗在后面还说，他说这是在基督耶稣里，神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And Paul says, "This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
那么换一句话说，今天我们若是在基督耶稣的救恩的里边。
In another word, if today we are in the salvation of Christ Jesus.
那么这三句话就是应该是我们应该有的见证。
Then these three verses should be our testimony also.
那么我们圣经就读到这里。
So this concludes the scripture reading for the morning.
我们读过以赛亚书，我们就知道了。
If you have read the book of Isaiah, then you will know.
先知向着这个以色列犹大讲神管教的信息是非常严厉的话。
And you know the prophet were speaking words of discipline to Israel, and these are very harsh words.
那么当神的管教借着亚述和巴比伦临到以色列犹大的时候，
When the discipline of the Lord came upon Judah and Israel through Assyrians and the Babylonians,
那么这个管教就把他们拆毁到了几乎什么都不剩的地步。
And this discipline destroyed them, even undid them until they had nothing left.
好像以赛亚十七章那里边说是农夫收割过的麦田。
It's as if it described in Isaiah 17, they were a field that had gone through the harvest.
那么麦子都没有了，只剩下一些的麦穗子。
And there was no longer any wheat left, only some kernels.
好像人在那里用力击打这个橄榄树。
Or as if a man was shaking the olive tree.
那么这个橄榄树上的果子都没有了。
Or beating it with a rod until there is no olive left in the tree.
那么只在树梢的尽头还剩下两三个果子。
And only one or two fruits left at the very edge of the branch.
果然经过亚述和巴比伦的铁蹄。
And of course through the discipline of Assyrians and Babylonians.
北国以色列的十个支派就消失了，就不见了。
The 10 tribes of the northern kingdom Israel was completely disappeared.
那么剩下南国还有两个支派也通通的被掳到巴比伦去了。
And even the 2 tribes in the southern kingdom of Judah was captured to Babylon.
那么巴比伦前后是三次攻占了耶路撒冷城。
And Babylon came and captured Jerusalem 3 times.
那么每一次来都是烧一遍杀一遍抢一遍。
And every time they came, they destroyed, they burned, and they took captive.
那么现在城也不在了，人也不在了。
Even till now, the city was gone and the people were gone.
连所罗门的圣殿都被拆毁了，一块石头也不留在石头上。
Even the temple of Solomon was completely destroyed, not one stone was left upon another.
所以迦南全地都荒凉了。
So the entire land of Canaan was desolated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个时候不要说是神的百姓，连我们也都要问，会问说这是为什么。
Now to talk about the people at that time, even us, we would ask why.
所以先知向以色列的百姓，他不单单讲管教。
So here, the prophet not only speak of discipline to the people of Israel.
他也讲神管教他们的目的。
But he talks about the purpose of God's discipline.
我们知道在希伯来十二章那边说到。
We know, in Hebrews chapter 12, he says,
若是神真是待我们如同待儿子的话。
If truly the Lord treats us as sons,
那么他一定是要来管教我们的。
Then the Father will discipline his sons.
那么所以就在以赛亚一章二十五节那里，神就向以色列犹大说。
So from the very first chapter of Isaiah, the Lord speaks to Judah.
他说我要炼净你们的渣滓，除净你们的杂质。
He says, I will refine your dross and I will, remove all your alloys.
那么他要以色列做他圣洁的儿女。
And he wants Israel to be that holy people for him.
因为他们的天父是圣洁的。
Because just as their father in heaven is holy.
那么先知以西结也在以西结书二十三章那里说。
And the prophet Ezekiel was also prophesying from chapter 23.
以色列犹大他们是必定要经过灾难的。
That Judah and Israel will go through calamities.
因为难处过以后呢，以色列就不再仰望亚述，也不再追念埃及。
Because after these calamities, Israel will no longer look up to Assyria. They will no longer remember Egypt.
实在来说，神百姓外边一切的难处都算不得难处。
Indeed, all the outward difficulties might not even be counted.
而他们心中那个总是忘不掉的埃及才是他们在神面前真正的难处。
Yet that Egypt they can never forget in their hearts is the true difficulty before the Lord.
所以叫他们除去心中的埃及，能够在神的面前真实的做他的儿女。
So if the Lord can rid of Egypt from their hearts, then they can be true children of God.
那么这个是神的管教领导他们的目的。
And this is the purpose why the Lord had to discipline them.
所以这一点在先知的信息里边是非常明亮的。
And this is a very bright light in the message from the prophet.
也是很确定的。
And it's also very sure.
那么虽然说神叫凡事领导我们，他都有美意不必测的。
Even we do say that he does all things well, as whatever comes upon us is of his good will.
但是毕竟他手中拿的是管教的杖。
But yet still he was holding the rod of discipline.
杖从父亲的手里临到儿女的身上，还是痛的，还是难的。
And that rod from the hand of the father upon the children, it still will bring pain. It will still bring hurt.
所以我们感谢神，就在这个时候，神就大发先知。
So at this time, the Lord sent out his prophets.
向难处中的神的百姓说安慰的话。
That he speaks of words of comfort, even in the time of trouble.
说信心里的话。
And to speak words of faith.
这是当时他们最需要的。
And this is what they need the most.
当然这些话有些是说在近处的。
And of course, some of these words were spoken for their, near troubles.
好比神就应许犹大说。
For example, the Lord promised Judah,
即使他们被掳到巴比伦去，神仍然与他们同在。
That even if they were captured in Babylon,God will still be with them.
所以我们就看见说，虽然他们已经远离了耶路撒冷。
So even though they were taken far from Jerusalem,
他们被掳在巴比伦。
They were captured in the land of Babylon.
他们没有圣殿呢。
And they no longer had the temple.
但是在那里他们有会堂。
But they established synagogues.
所以犹大虽然被掳。
So even in captivity,
在巴比伦他们仍然可以敬拜。
They can still worship the Lord in Babylon.
他们仍然有神的同在。
They still can experience the presence of God.
而且神也打发先知耶利米向他们说70年被掳归回的预言。
And the Lord also sent out Jeremiah to prophesy that they will return in 70 years.
果然70年一到，他们就真是回到了耶路撒冷。
And that word was fulfilled when 70 years passed, they returned to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，神向着他的百姓永远是信实的。
So the Lord is always faithful towards his people.
但是实在来说，这些都只是近处的话。
But of course, all of these are just comforts that for the moment.
是他们眼前的安慰。
It is only a comfort at right before them.
我想到我们在教小孩子骑自行车的时候。
And I remember how I was teaching our children to ride a bike.
我们总是要叫他们把眼睛抬起来往前看。
We always try to tell them to look up from the ground and look forward.
要看到远处，要看着远处。
To fix their eyes upon a goal in the far distance.
这样他们骑车才能骑得稳，对不对？
And then they will learn how to ride a bike, and to balance.
如果他们的眼睛往下看，只顾看着车轱辘前面的路。
But if they only look at the path right in front of their wheel,
他们骑不远的一定是要摔跤的。
And then they cannot go very far and they cannot keep their balance.
弟兄姊妹，神的百姓，他们确实从神那里得着近处的安慰。
Yes, the children of the Lord received some comfort for their near future.
但是他们也需要远处的异象。
Yet they need a vision from afar.
圣经说没有异象，民就放肆。
The Bible says without vision, people are unconstrained.
那么我们都知道放肆这个字在原文里其实就是灭亡的意思。
And sometimes in the original text, this word unconstrained means perish, the people will perish.
以色列若是只有近处的安慰。
If they can only have a comfort for the moment before them,
那么他们永远是没有前途的。
Then they will not have a future.
是他们曾经有过三个圣殿。
Yes, they had three temples in their past.
直到今天，他们仍然是在等候第四个圣殿。
Even today, the people of Israel is waiting for the fourth temple.
他们有过被掳归回。
They had been returned from captivity.
但若是没有荣耀的意象。
But without a glorious vision,
以色列终归还是要归于灭亡的。
And they will still perish.
所以我们看见了吗？他们需要神向他们说荣耀的意象。
So therefore, we see that they need a glorious vision from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们读到以赛亚12章里边的这些的话。
So today, as we read Isaiah chapter 12,
我们看到以赛亚11章里边的这个远处的应许。
And we see the promise for the future from Isaiah 11.
那么这些话当时向着神的百姓是很宝贵的。
And these words are so precious to the people of Israel.
这是他们荣耀的意象。
Because this is their vision of glory.
荣耀的意象向着神的百姓，不只是为着他们的明天。
And that glory, vision for glory is not just for tomorrow,
也是为着他们的今天,
but also for today.
那么我们看到今天因着疫情,
today we see that we are under this pandemic.
因着各样的经济、政治、军事等各方面的原因,
and because all these factors, economically, military, politically,
社会环境就变得越来越混乱，越来越不平安。
The society that we live in is full of chaos and as if there's no peace.
我们说神家周围的环境也变得越来越困难。
Even the physical environment around the house of God is very difficult.
我们要问说我们有前途吗？
And we sometimes ask, do we have a future?
我们到哪里去找我们的前途呢？
Where can we find our way forward?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，教会不能只看眼前的。
So brothers and sisters, we should not always only look at the promise for the next step.
神的儿女不能只求近处的安慰。
We cannot only seek the comfort for the moment.
我们需要常常的被带到那个荣耀的意象的里边。
We need to be constantly brought back into that vision of the glory.
那么这个荣耀的意象对于以色列来说是耶西的根要立作万民的大旗。
And this glory, for Israel to them is that the root of Jesse will become the banner for all nations.
是弥赛亚的荣耀。
And this is the glory of the Messiah.
但是对我们来讲，是基督荣耀的再来。
But to us, it is the glorious return of Christ.
是得胜者荣耀的国度。
It is coming of the kingdom of the overcomers.
那么这个荣耀的意象若是在我们里边明亮了。
And if this vision can be bright shining in our hearts,
我们就能够看见我们的前途。
Then we will see our future.
我们前面的路我们就能够走得稳。
Then we will know the path going forward.
所以我们看见先知他在以赛亚十二章的里边，他向以色列犹大讲这个弥赛亚荣耀的意象。
So we see the prophet is speaking from chapter 12 about the glory and the vision of the Messiah.
虽然以色列是曾经经过了多少次，他们是败在仇敌的面前，在天下万国的当中，他们被抛来抛去。
Even though they experienced failures and they were tossed to and fro through all the nations.
多少次他们都是几乎到了已经全体灭亡的地步。
And so many times they have brought to even complete perish.
那么我们都知道在第二次世界大战的里边。
We of course know during the Second World War.
那么死在纳粹德国手下的犹太人是不胜其数的。
And millions upon millions died at the hands of Nazi Germany.
那么有人说最保守的数字应该是600万人。
And some people calculated that the most conservative number that they at least 6 million people died.
我们知道曾经那个阴谋就是要彻底消灭全欧洲的犹太人。
We know the purpose, the scheme at that time was to destroy all the Israelites, all the Jewish people in Europe.
那么这叫我们想到当初亚述叫以色列十个支派就消失的那样的情形。
And we even kind of recalledthe time when Assyria completely destroyed 10 tribes of Israel.
但是即使这样弟兄姊妹，
But even so,
以色列仍然有前途。
Israel still found the future.
因为神借着先知在以赛亚十一章里边告诉他们。
Because through the prophets, the Lord has already told them.
到那日弥赛亚要来复兴万物。
On that day, the Messiah will come and restore all things.
到那日以色列的全家都要回来。
On that day, all the tribes of Israel will be saved.
连外邦人也要来寻求他。
Even the peoples and the nations will seek after him.
全地都要回到神的面前。
The whole earth will return before the Lord.
所以我们看见了吗？虽然以色列曾经失掉了十个支派。
So we see, even though they had lost 10 tribes before,
他们曾经失去过600万人。
They had lost over 6 million people.
他们仍然有荣耀的前途。
Yet there is still a future of glory waiting for them.
我们说当然在乎神信实的保守。
And of course we know this is the faithful protection of the Lord.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，以赛亚十一章告诉我们说，
Yet in chapter 11 here he tells us,
以色列有前途。
The reason Israel has a future
是因为他们的前途在弥赛亚荣耀的意象的里边。
It is because their future was found in the glorious vision of the Messiah.
所以我们看见在以赛亚十二章的里边。
And therefore, in chapter 12,
当以色列全家他们进到那个荣耀的意象里边。
When the whole house of Israel entered into that vision,
他们将是何等的欢喜和快乐。
And they were so joyous.
的不错，他们曾经是艰难过的。
Yes, they have gone through trials and pain.
他们曾经是叹息过的。
And they had sighed.
他们也甚至抱怨和放弃过的。
They had murmured and perhaps even given up.
但是在弥赛亚的荣耀里边，这一切都已经过去了。
But when they entered into the glory of the Messiah, all things has passed.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们怎么能不在荣耀的宝座的面前唱诗敬拜那位坐宝座的主呢？
Therefore, he can enter before the glorious throne of the Lord and worship and sing a new song to him.
所以我们就看见在十二章二节的那里，以色列就唱说：“神是我的拯救，是我的力量，是我的诗歌。”
So we hear Israel sing at verse 2, saying, "God is my salvation; He is my strength and my song."
我们看见在十二章的三节那里说，他们回头看自己走过的路。
And as they look back to the path that they had treaded,
他们就说你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
And they say, therefore you would joyously draw water from the springs of salvation.
我觉得中文和合本把这个救恩的泉源翻译成泉源实在是恰到好处的翻译。
I think it's such a great translation to call it the springs of water.
因为
the springs of salvation.
因为你可以到泉水边。
Because you can come before a spring,
你可以到溪水边
or you can come before a river.
你甚至你可以到尼罗河的河水边，你去取水。
You can even come to the side of Nile to draw water.
但是弟兄姊妹，世上的水，它们都有涨潮和退潮的季节的。
But we know in the waters of this world always have ebbs and flows, have different seasons.
那么我们都知道，如果上游堵塞了。
And we all know if the upper streams were blocked,
就是大河涌流的水也会断流，也会枯干的。
Even the great river can dry up.
所以我们看见神为他所爱的以色列所预备的是救恩的泉源。
So we praise the Lord. What he had prepared for Israelites and for us is a spring of salvation.
泉源和泉水是不同的。
A spring is different from a waterfall.
泉源是永远不会枯干的。
A spring, that comes from underneath will not dry up.
所以神就把以色列安放在这个永不枯干的泉源的边上。
And therefore, the Lord has situated Israel right next to a spring of salvation.
那么叫救恩的活水就成为他们随时的供应。
So the living water of salvation will be their supply in any time in need.
这个随时的供应是永不枯干的。
And this, this moment that, this supply from moment to moment will never dry up.
你要多少有多少。
And you can receive however much you need.
所以我们说这是古往今来每一个以色列人。
So this is for every single Israelite from the past to today.
从亚伯拉罕一直到摩西大卫。
All the way from Abraham to Moses to David.
直到弥赛亚宝座的前面，这是他们真实的经历。
Until before the throne of the Messiah, this is their experience.
他们每一个人都实在是被神放在救恩的泉源边。
And every single one of them had been situated right next to the spring of salvation.
他们每一天的经历就是救恩的泉源欢然取水的经历。
Daily, their experience is that they can joyously draw water from the spring of salvation.
所以我们就知道了为什么今天能够在那么混乱的中东的那个地方。
So we know today, even in Middle East, full of chaos.
那么还有以色列人他们一块立足之地。
There is still a place for Israel, for the Israelites to stand.
那么他们周围有十几个这些阿拉伯的国家。
There are over ten Muslim countries around them.
那么这些的国家，他们都有一个计划，说有一天他们要把以色列从地图上要消灭掉。
All of them, they have a plan together that one day there will be their chance to wipe out Israel from the map.
但是今天他们还在那里。
Yet today they're still standing.
今天世界各地的犹太人，他们还在归回耶路撒冷。
And today, even today, many Jewish people throughout the world are returning to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，因为神做了他们救恩的泉源。
Because the Lord had become the spring of their salvation.
这个救恩的泉源就站在他们的脚底下。
And the spring of salvation is right beneath their feet.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们巴不得有一天。
So, dear brothers and sisters, how are we waiting for that day?
所有的以色列人，犹太人。
When all the tribes of Israel,
他们里边的眼睛要被照亮。
That the eyes of their hearts will be enlightened.
他们眼睛要得开，看见说。
That their eyes will open and see.
甚至当他们众人在十字架的下面向着我们的主喊着说钉他十字架钉他十字架的时候
Even when they were beneath the cross of the Lord and they were shouting crucify him, crucify him
救恩的泉源向着他们仍然是没有枯干的
Yet that springs of salvation had not run dry beneath, right next to them
即使是在哥哥他山的十字架的下面
Even under the cross of Golgotha
各 救恩的泉源仍然是永流不息的。
And that spring of salvation is still flowing towards.
所以我们就看见在十字架的边上。
So we see on the side of the cross.
有一个十恶不赦的强盗。
And there is a robber full of evil deeds.
他应该是命定被钉死的。
He should be crucified.
他应该是没有希望的。
He had no hope.
他没有前途的。
And he had no future.
但是现在他回头转向主了。
Yet he turned his eyes towards Jesus.
他立时就从救恩的泉源那里欢然取水了。
And that immediate moment, he can joyously draw water from the spring of salvation.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是每一个以色列人的经历和见证。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is the testimony and the experience of every Israelite.
所以在以赛亚十二章四节那里。
So, therefore, in verse 4,
先知就说在那日。
The prophet says, "On that day,
在弥赛亚荣耀的那日
and in that day, in the day of the glory of the Messiah,
以色列的全家要向全世界来传扬神的救恩
The whole house of Israel will proclaim the salvation of the Lord.
以色列的全家要向全地来见证说，他们是从救恩的泉源边欢然取水
The whole house of Israel can testify before the world that they are drawing water joyously from the spring of salvation.
所以那里说他们要称谢和求告耶和华
And they will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name.
要将他所行的传扬在万民中
Make known his deeds among the peoples.
提说他的名已被尊崇了。
Make them remember that his name is exalted.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
以色列犹大他们是从先知那里学了这首荣耀的诗歌。
Yes, Judah had learned this glorious song from the prophets.
但是他们学了以后，他们就把这一首荣耀的歌，他们就锁在大衣柜里边了。
But as soon as they learned it, they locked it up in the closet.
因为这一首的歌向着他们是明日。
Because for them, this is a song of tomorrow.
因为以赛亚十一章向着他们是明天的荣耀。
Because for them, Messiah is the glory that's waiting for them in the future.
所以他们在今天他们是唱不出以赛亚十二章里边那一首荣耀的诗歌的。
So today they are unable to sing this song of the glory of the Messiah today.
他们不是不知道弥赛亚荣耀的意象。
It's not that they did not know about the vision of the glory.
因为有先知在他们中间说话。
Because prophets had been speaking among them.
希伯来书一章一节那里就说过。
Even from Hebrews chapter 1:1 says,
神在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
That God had speaking throughout the history through prophets in many portions and in many ways.
以色列有先知，所以他们一定是知道弥赛亚荣耀的意象的。
They had the prophets, so they must know the glory of the Messiah.
但是虽然有弥赛亚荣耀的意象，但是他们今天唱不出以赛亚十二章那首的诗歌。
And even if they had the vision of the glory of the Messiah, they could not sing the reality of chapter 12.
因为因着他们不信的恶心，他们拒绝了弥赛亚。
Because of disbelief, they had rejected the Messiah.
他们拒绝了我们的主。
They had rejected the Lord.
所以直到今天，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So even if today,
他们仍然是苦苦的在等候弥赛亚。
They're still waiting for the Messiah in pain.
所以今天你若是拿着以赛亚十一章、十二章，你去问任何一位犹太的大拉比。
And if you ask any rabbi in the Jewish culture from chapter 11 or 12,
他的手指头一定是指着将来的。
And absolutely, they will be pointing to the future.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们是何等的感谢主
？How we should thank the Lord.
我们今天就站在这首诗歌的荣耀的里边。
That today we can be standing in the reality of this song.
我们今天就站在救恩荣耀的实际的里边。
Today we can be standing in the glory of the salvation.
当救恩的泉源还在犹太人梦里魂里的时候
，When the Jewish people are still just dreaming about their salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的主已经把我们带到那里了。
Our Lord has already brought us there.
在那里我们天天欢然取水。
And there in our salvation, we can joyously draw water daily.
以色列人明日的诗歌。
This is a song for the tomorrow of Israelites.
成了我们今天时时刻刻可以随时享受、随时支取的这个世界。
Had become our reality even today that we can draw from moment to moment.
因为以弗所二章那里就告诉我们说
Because in Ephesians chapter 12 it says, chapter 2 it says,
我们从前按肉体是外邦人
Before we were Gentiles by the flesh.
我们是与基督是无关的
We were the uncircumcision, had no part in Christ.
因为我们在以色列国民之外
Because we were shut out from the commonwealth of Israel.
所以我们在神所应许的诸约的上面我们是局外人
We were strangers to the covenant of the promise.
我们心里羡慕这约。
And we long for these covenants.
但是我们与这约是无关无分的。
But we had no part in them.
所以保罗就说，那时我们活在世上是没有指望，因为我们没有神。
Therefore, Paul said, we had no hope because we have no God.
但是保罗他在以弗所二章十一节到十三节那里说。
And yet, in verse 11 to 13,
如今在基督耶稣里靠着他的血，我们已经得清净了。
Here it says, In Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里注意，不是我们将要亲近。
It is not to say that we will be brought near.
不是我们可能会亲近。
It is not that we possibly can come close.
是我们已经得亲近了。
But that we have already been brought near.
今天有许多的弟兄姊妹，我们在读到旧约的时候。
There are many brothers and sisters who are reading the Old Testament.
我们在读到诗人他们看见远处那个荣耀异象的时候。
When we see that glorious vision from some of the psalmists when they see it from afar.
我们在读到他们这个每一天的经历的时候。
When we read their daily experience.
我们心里都会羡慕说哦我们不如回到那个时代的。
And sometimes we envy them saying perhaps we should return to their conditions.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们今天已经站在这个荣耀的实际的里面
We ought to know that we are already standing in the reality of that glory today.
神的话告诉我们说
The word of the Lord tells us,
我们今天只要站在基督耶稣的宝血的里面
As long as we can stand under the blood of the precious blood of Christ,
我们已经得清净了
Then we have already been cleansed.
以赛亚十二章向着以色列是弥赛亚的歌。
And to Israelites, chapter 12 of Isaiah is that future Messiah.
但是向着教会是羔羊的新歌。
But to the church today, this is a new song of the Lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹，愿主开我们里边的眼睛。
So dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord open our eyes.
叫我们看见一个荣耀的事实。
So that we can see this glorious reality.
叫我们看见一边是仍然在等候。
Then we see that one side people are still waiting.
一边却已经是站在荣耀的实际的里边。
Yet on the other hand, we are already standing in the reality.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的事实。
What a precious fact this is.
若是我们真是看见这个荣耀的事实的话。
And then if we can see this truth,
它就要在我们的人生的里边。
Then this will make a change in our life.
在我们的祷告的里边。
It will make a change in our prayers.
在我们的服事的里边。
It will make a change in our
在我们每一天的日子的里边有一个革命性的改变。
That in our daily life there will be a revolutionary change.
因为我们已经得清净了。
Because we have already been cleansed.
这个荣耀的实际今天就是我们的。
And this glorious reality is ours.
但现在的关键就是
The key for the moment is,
我们有没有站在这个救恩的实际的里边
？Are we actually standing in the reality of that salvation?
我们是仍然站在旧约的等候的里边呢
？Are we standing in that waiting in the Old Testament?
还是站在新约的这个实际的里边？我们天天在救恩的泉源边，我们欢然取水
？Or can we be standing in the reality of the New Testament that we can already draw water joyously daily?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？这一个新，这一个旧，这个中间的差别实在是太大了。
So we see between the old and the new, there is a chasm of difference.
这简直是一个天和一个地的差别。
It is as if from a difference between heaven and earth.
刚才温弟兄带领我们唱圣徒诗歌的第四百五十首。
Earlier, our brother led us to sing hymn 450.
我个人感觉这首诗歌的名字好像是作者是站在旧约的光中的。
And as I see the title of the book, of the hymn, El Shaddai, as if they're speaking from the Old Testament.
他一开始唱，他也说：“神啊，你的名何等广大央茫。”
Even in the beginning, it says, "Deep down into the depth of this thy name."
好像就是这首诗歌的作者，他就是站在旧约的光中的。
As if the hymnist was speaking from the light of the Old Testament.
实在是这第一句话，神啊，你的名何等广大央茫，这确实是旧约时代圣徒们的经历。
And truly, this is an experience from the Old Testament that the name of the Lord is so deep and broad.
神是极其广大的。
And the Lord is so, vast.
所以诗人他就向神说，我到哪里去躲避你的面呢？
And so the psalmist even say, where can I go to hide from your presence?
神就借着这些圣徒不同的经历。
But through all these saints, all these experiences.
那么在这些经历的当中，神就把他自己启示给他们。
The Lord revealed himself through all these experiences.
所以向着旧约时代的圣徒。
So all the saints in the Old Testament,
神是以利沙代。
The Lord is the El Shaddai.
神是耶和华以勒。
He is Jehovah Jireh.
神是耶和华沙龙。
He is Jehovah Shalom.
我们可以一直一直这样子再数下去。
And we can continue on forever.
这确确实实是他们的经历。
These are their experiences.
这也确实是神向他们的启示。
And this is Lord's revelation of who he is.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
马上后面一句诗歌的作者他就站在新约的光中。
But immediately the hymnist entered into the light of the New Testament.
我只是讲我自己个人的感觉。
This is at least how I feel about this song.
因为这首的诗歌的他的作者一定是站在新约的光中。
And of course we know this, the author of this hymn, she is living in the New Testament.
所以诗歌的作者他是站在新约荣耀的实际的里边。
So she is already standing in the glorious reality of the New Testament.
哦，他就说有你就够了，有你就足够了。
She immediately says, "Thou art enough."
弟兄姊妹，他乃是指着我们的主说的。
And she is pointing straight at our Lord Jesus.
他乃是指着荣耀的救主说的。
She is looking at the glorious Savior.
他乃是指着荣耀的救主说，有你我就足够了。
And she is looking at the Savior saying, "With you, it is enough."
弟兄姊妹，约翰福音一章那里说
，And in John, Gospel of John, chapter 1,
从来没有人见过神。
It says, "No one has seen God."
只有父怀里的独生子才将他表明出来。
Only the beloved begotten in the bosom of the Father.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And that the Word had become flesh and dwelt among us.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
那么这里的充充满满，就是圣徒诗歌四百五十首那里所说的那个够了。
And here it says, "Full of grace and truth." It's what this hymn says. It is enough.
有主，我们就足够了。
It is full. It is enough.
因为基督把我们都包括在他里边。
Because Christ has included all of us in him.
唯有基督是包括一切。
Only in Christ is all inclusive.
他又住在个人之内。
And he dwelt among each one of us.
所以神的话就向我们证明说。
And therefore the word of the Lord shows us.
神本性一切的丰盛。
And all the deity.
都有形有体的 居住在基督的里面。
Dwells in him in fleshly forms.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有了主，我们就有了天。
So brothers and sisters, if we have the Lord, then we have all of heavens.
我们有了主，我们就有了灵生命。
And if we have the Lord, then we have our spiritual life.
我们有了主，我们就有了一切。
If we have the Lord, then we have everything we need.
所以我们就能够像这个诗歌的作者，能够随时随处的，我们能够向着我们的主说。
Then just like this hymn.That we can say to our Lord from moment to moment.
我们能够随时随处的，我们能够向着我们的主唱新歌说。
Wherever and whenever we can sing a new song to our Lord.
他说有你，我就已经能够尽欢了。
And she says, "With you it is enough. With you I can rejoice."
有你，我就已经能够唱歌了。
With you I can sing a new song.
我们还记得吗？在以赛亚十二章里边，以色列人他们要向神唱歌。
Do we remember this new song for the Israelites in chapter 12 of Isaiah?
但是他们今天唱不了那首歌。
Yet they cannot sing that song today.
但是诗歌在四百五十首里边，它的作者告诉我们说。
But in this hymn for 450, it's already said.
有你，我们已经能够唱歌了。
With you, we can already sing today.
虽然我们今天在世上走的是那么艰难的一段的路程。
Even if we're going through great trials on the earth.
我们走的是那么疲劳的那个旷野。
Even though we're going through the tiresome desert and the wilderness.
但是这首诗歌的作者说。
Yet this hymn says,
我们在极大的难处的当中
We are in great trials.
有你，我敢再投入到你的胸膛
Without it is enough, I can again fly myself upon thy breast.
有你，我就能心安赞美你的道路
And that I can adore your ways in faith.Deep rest.
所以我们说我们的主我们有你就够了。
So we can also say, Lord, with you it is enough.
我们有了主我们就足够了。
Or we can say, thou art enough.
我们有了主我们就一样好处都不缺了。
That we lack nothing good.
足够了亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
It is so enough, brothers and sisters.
这就是我们今天我们现在所站在的那个真真实实的那个实实在在的那个实际。
And this is the truth and the reality we can stand on today.
我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
如果我们说我们今天就站在救恩的实际的里面，
If we can say that we're standing on the reality of salvation,
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
then dear brothers and sisters,
这个实际就要在我们的里边带出三个见证来。
Then this reality will bring out three testimonies from our lives.
第一，神家有喜乐的见证。
Number one, there should be a testimony of joy.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界太苦了，没有解药的。
And this world that we live in is so difficult, and there is no vaccine for that.
但是我们的主向我们说。
Yet our Lord speaks to us.
在我里边，你们有平安。
In the world you have trouble, but in me you have peace.
在世上你们虽然有苦难。
In the world you have trouble.
你们可以放心，因为我已经胜了世界。
But take rest, I have overcome the world.
还是弟兄姊妹，我们来看。
And again, we can see.
我们的主没有说他将要胜过世界。
He did not say that I will overcome the world.
我们的主没有说他可能要胜过世界。
He did not say that I possibly will overcome the world.
我们的主他没有叫我们像以犹太人那样来等候弥赛亚，说这个他要来胜过这个世界。
And he did not say that just like the Israelites who were waiting for the Messiah, that he will come and overcome the world.
弟兄姊妹，他已经胜了世界。
But brothers and sisters, he has already overcome.
这是他亲口告诉我们的话。
This is what he said from
his
own mouth.
他说我已经胜了世界。
He says, I have already overcome.
我们今天就站在这个已经得胜的世界。
And so today we can stand on the reality of that victory.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, this is our joy.
第二，神家有敬拜的见证。
Secondly, there should be a testimony of worship in the house of God.
我们的弟兄石百克弟兄有一句话很摸到我里面。
Our Austin Spark, Brother Austin Spark has a word that really touched me.
他说神和人之间第一件事情是敬拜，最后一件事情也是敬拜。
He says the first thing between God and man is worship, and the last thing is also worship.
亚当的失败是敬拜的失落。
And the worship of Adam is the beginning of worship.
那么神借着基督的宝血救赎我们，首先在他儿女中间得着的是他们的敬拜。
And as soon as Christ has saved us by his blood, then the first thing he restored is the worship.
那么实在来说，敬拜是我们得救恩的见证。
And this worship should be our testimony of our salvation.
保罗在罗马十二章里边有一句话。
Paul, in Romans chapter 12, he says,
他说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
Brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you that you shall present your bodies as a living sacrifice. It is acceptable service of worship.
在这里只有中文的圣经说你们如此侍奉。
And here, the Chinese Bible says, as you serve the Lord in this way.
在原文和大多数英文的译本的里边，它是你们如此敬拜。
But most translations says, this is your service of worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And, dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们站在救恩荣耀的实际的里边。
Today, if we can stand on the reality of salvation.
主的爱在里我们里边激励我们。
The love of the Lord constrains us.
叫我们愿意向神献上我们的自己。
That we will be willing to present ourselves before the Lord.
那么这个奉献就要把我们带到一个荣耀的敬拜的里
边。Then this consecration will bring us into a glorious worship of Him.
第三，神的家要有祷告的见证。
Thirdly, the house of God should have a testimony of prayers.
当我们在救恩的实际的里边，我们进到敬拜。
When through the reality of the Old Testament, we can enter into worship.
那么这个敬拜就带出我们里边一个祷告的生活。
Then this worship will bring out a life of prayers.
那么在行传的十二章。
In Acts chapter 12.
在那个时候，斯提凡已经为主殉道了。
At that time, Stephen has already become a martyr for the Lord.
约翰的哥哥雅各已经也为主殉道了。
And James, the brother of John, had also been martyred.
现在连彼得都被希律王收在监里。
And even Peter was arrested by Herod.
那么换一句话说，彼得就也要被希律王杀害。
And in another word, Herod has intended to kill Peter also.
弟兄姊妹，教会在这个时候能做什么？
Yet, what can the church do at that time?
感谢主，行传十二章五节那里就说。
But we praise the Lord in verse 5, it says,
彼得被囚在牢里，教会却为他切切祷告。
So Peter was kept in prison, but prayers for him were being made fervently by the church of God.
那么这个祷告是迫切的祷告。
And this is a fervent prayer of the church.
是不住的祷告。
It is a constant prayer.
弟兄姊妹。
So we, brothers and sisters,
今天到处是疫情。
There is pandemic everywhere.
神的家里家外都是难处。
And there is difficulty outside and inside in the house of God.
这个时候我们能做什么？
What can we do?
愿神的家充满了祷告。
But may the house of God be filled by prayers.
神的家若充满了祷告，就充满了得救的见证。
Then if the house of God can be filled by prayers, then it will be filled by testimony of salvation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他把我们带进救恩荣耀的实际的里边。
He brings us into that glorious reality of salvation.
就愿我们站稳在这个有福的实际的里边，我们不离开。
So may we stand firm upon this reality.
愿神的家充满了常常喜乐、不住祷告、凡事谢恩的见证。
And may there be a testimony that we can rejoice always.
我们持守这个有福的时机，直到我们的主再来。
We can pray unceasingly and in all things give thanks. We can hold fast unto this reality until He comes.
到那日的时候
，and on that day，
当教会见到他的主
，when the church sees her Lord，
我们要唱歌说：“良人属我，我属良人。
”We will sing that song that we are our beloved and He is mine.
教会的主也说：“你这又良善。”
And we may hear the Lord say, You good and faithful servant.
Let
us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们把这些话都放在主你宝座的前面。
We commit all these words before your glorious throne.
愿主你向我们所说的话成为我们每一天的经历。
May your word become our experience daily.
愿教会能够在救恩的实际的里边站立得稳。
May the church can stand firm in the reality of your salvation.
向着这个黑暗的时代做明光照耀的见证。
Even in this dark and crooked generation, we can be a bright light shining forward for your testimony.
亲爱的主，我们愿你来，我们愿你快来。
Oh Lord, may you come quickly.
愿你听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
Hear our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.